You are listening to a previously aired episode only on CJLO.
Welcome to Sonic Lit, a spoken web radio show. You're here with Catherine McLeod and Jason Camelot.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, hello to our listeners. We've got an exciting show lined up for you all about sound poetry. In fact, all about and really the performance of sound poetry. Let's start off. Before we even think about what sound poetry is, let's even just think of what is poetry.
What is a poem is inside of your body, 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 body. What is a poem is inside of your head, inside your head, inside your head, inside your head. Oh, what is a poem is inside of your fingers, 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 fingers. What is a poem is inside of your toes, inside your toes, inside your toes, inside your toes. Oh, what is a poem is inside of your belly, 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 belly. What is a poem is inside of your heart, inside your heart, inside your heart, inside your heart. Oh, what is a poem is inside of your eyes, 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 eyes. What is a poem is inside of your nose, inside your nose, inside your nose, inside your nose. Oh, what is a poem is inside of your ears, 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 ears. What is a poem is inside of your mouth, inside your mouth, inside your mouth, inside your mouth. Oh, what is a poem is inside of your voice, 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 voice. What is a poem is inside of your body, inside your head, inside your fingers, inside your toes, inside your belly, inside of your heart, inside of your eyes, inside of your nose, inside of your ears, inside of your lips, inside your voice. So what is a poem is inside of your body, 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 body. What is a poem is inside of your happy, 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 happy. What is a poem is inside of your woe, inside your woe, inside your woe, inside your woe. Oh, what is a poem is inside of your loving, 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 loving. What is a poem is inside of your breathing, 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 breathing.
So, do we know what a poem is now, Jason?
I think that I understand. I think I understand exactly what a poem is now after having heard that. How about you?
I think I do. I also feel like that poem is in my body now for the rest of the day, perhaps for listeners as well. And it really, I feel like it got us ready in a very embodied way for what we're going to be listening to today, because we're going to be listening to sound poetry, a collection called Carnivocal. And it's... It was published in 1999, and I say published because it's a CD, but it is almost like an anthology of sound poets in how they're collected and even how the liner notes and everything present these recordings. Jason actually has the liner notes open to the first page, and I think he's going to read.
Yeah, well, it's a CD collection of sound poetry that was put out by Red Deer Press in Alberta, in Red Deer, Alberta, in collaboration with Omicron Publishing. And I guess the idea is that sound poetry, which isn't an answer to the question you asked, because you asked, what is poetry? Really, the question of today's show is, what is sound poetry? And we heard a first example of that in B.P. Nichols' poem, spelled P-O-M-E-P-O-E-M, which answers the question by suggesting that it's in our bodies, right? Mm-hmm. So it's a kind of embodied form of poetry. And the foreword to this CD offers some other insights into what sound poetry is, including this argument for why it has to be released on record, sound record, like a CD or LP, rather than in a book. Sound poetry cannot be written down, for example. Sound poetry cannot be captured on paper or forced into a book. It must be free to move around you, through you, and it must stir your emotions by becoming part of you. So the idea of embodiment is a very important part of the definition of what sound poetry is, but it still doesn't really define what sound poetry is.
Well, we'll have to listen to a few more tracks to start to understand it for ourselves. We're going to play a couple tracks in a row from the CD, and I think we're going to tell you about them after we hear them. Is that right, Jason? We're going to listen first?
Yeah. Let's listen a bit more, and then together we can begin to understand from listening what sound poetry is.
Okay.
Seahorses and Flying Fish by Hugo Ball. Fastly bestly libigin lila fush cat the balu bash tack it up hit the betsly betsy brush cat the balu bash fast kitty bim sit the kitty billy billy bits goody tack bam fish kitty bish bumble 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 bam but sit the kitty bits tack it up fastly bestly libigin rugble loud of you bibbidi bish feel a bibbidi 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 fush cat the balu bash tick it up fastly bestly libigin lila fush cat the balu bash tack it up hit the betsly betsy brush cat the balu bash. Was kitty bim, zit kitty bibbidi 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 bam, fish kitty bish, bumble 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 bam, but tick kitty bibbidi tack, titop, fistly bistly the begin rugble loud veal, bibbidi bish, veal, bimini, 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 fush cat the palo bash, tick titop.
There are two kinds of talk, no matter what you do. There are two kinds of talking, no matter what you do. There are two kinds of talking, no matter what you do. There are two kinds of talking, no matter what you do. Two kinds of talking, no matter what you do. Two kinds of talking, no matter what you do. Two kinds of talking, no matter what you do. Two kinds of talking, no matter what you do. Two kinds of matter. Two kinds of. Two kinds of. Two kinds of two kinds What do you do?
What do you know? What that? What is it? No matter what you do.
Tukuru galaluma tapakayag agis da tefolek apistam treglez dej damis gaub ari falf fla etu gaz dikrugl ergong agidau mul mefte flur zig zig op glus zikte de tiflis zit drip e gosmo a mulkma e bos dies de lius tru flu 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 staffud lukle de bozoa urg de ouch a ma mouche a mouchlav trehendin Giz rentrant a tramusiblo a Mugdov de pranif o zilzior ametiundam ur miro pafulchetev e gazia nimon clo zuftrepa abinicelia engengela angla getri ibuf trom gazagup te plure anglas ve uf golouf upatif schrenzneg luz trimassassia nyeza ola la gla je l'ai de patucha trons de akmoa longa la dizia dizia sur belge fleng d'audri Kito valsume ej bitch ludzu krom forni azusatel del krenfti blug di doduzu doduzu doduzu. 4.
5. Laisse-moi toi de longer linge. Ur ptus. Is-i-i-gli-ki-pli-a-fosh.
Ché, Gré, Zouzougé, Romé, Ta, Fouala, Péro, Chawalouka, Anglekid, Rumina, Fanferlinda, Optin, I, Jlou, Stou, Plimini, Umna, Kulu, Kulu, Qui coule en coule coule la gloume na colomme na nostra valele déjà où je joie.
And the last one, number 6. Rome.
Atile ati glad glo e met tout fa shira glau. I gonz apanoir. Tofi rupi ple, vagula me reto ez danz. Ez du krimwa ta patu ti o. Pe flegulem oz, ni on fin, ni ma rulte, api avia voviok, tutul lantra met dej wabz, chut tz. Striglanima uculp tref lagamon.
All right. Are we getting a better sense?
Yeah, I think I feel like I'm feeling what sound poetry is. I'm hearing sound poetry. So tell us first, Jason, what did we just hear?
What the heck were we just listening to? Yeah, so as I mentioned before, we had B.P. Nichols' Poem, which is kind of like a number one sound poetry hit. But we just heard Christian Bach. The very last piece we heard wasn't Christian Bach. Of this set, we heard Christian Bach performing Seahorses and Flying Fish, which is a text by Hugo Ball. Mm-hmm. And you'll have heard Christian announcing that at the beginning of his performance. Mm-hmm. So essentially, Dada performance poetry coming out of that period, sort of anti-war, World War One period, mm-hmm. Really initiated some of these experiments with voicing poems without semantic sounds, so essentially sounding poetry without words. Mm-hmm. Following that, we had Stephen Ross Smith, Two Kinds, which was recorded in Saskatoon in 1999. Then J'appement à la Lune, which was performed by Steve McCaffrey, who was one of the Four Horsemen?
So? Yes, yeah, he was. You'll hear more about them later.
Yeah, we'll hear from the Four Horsemen. We'll hear the Four Horsemen a little bit later. But that was performed at a symposium in Montreal in 1998.
Yeah, and it was interesting hearing Steve McCaffrey reading that, because as you listened, you probably heard him saying like the number in between the sections of the poem. And while we were listening here, I was just telling Jason about hearing or well watching and hearing Steve McCaffrey reading from his poem Carnival, and that poem is like text over text upside down, text in circles, text that you can barely read, but when he reads that poem, he really makes it clear that he's reading that poem, because he'll toss the page on the ground after finishing the page, and the poem itself is you put all those pages together and make this panel of the poem itself, Carnival. And I think this CD that we're playing today is called Carnivocal, and it's really inspired by that title, Carnival, and kind of this like words, just the chaos of words, that carnivalesque of words and sounds. And Steve McCaffrey makes a couple appearances on this disc of Sound Poets from 1999. It was published, and I feel like it is this like snapshot of sound poetry in Canada in 1999. Kind of takes us back to that moment, and also the excitement of putting it on a compact disc.
Yeah, I wanted to come back to the point you made about Steve McCaffrey throwing the pages away after he read them, partly just to demonstrate I'm not just making this stuff up. This is actually a written poem mm-hmm. that I am reading, mm-hmm. even though it's not made of words that we recognize. Mm-hmm. And as you pointed out, he you know, he divides the poems into parts and they're
panels,
numbered.
Yeah.
And so, like, he'll say one, and then he'll go like, you know, but on the page, they're divided by these numbers, and he's reading everything on the page, including the numbers that separate the sections of the sound poem.
And I think that actually kind of takes us back to, like, our question, like, what is sound poetry? Because sometimes sound poetry, you know, someone could say, well, does it make sense? Does it have a meaning? Are you saying something? And I think that then sometimes there's also this sense of poetry of, like, you know, how do you read the poem? Is it difficult? Am I going to get the meaning or am I not going to get the meaning? And so to have a poem like Carnival where like Steve McCaffrey is almost saying, like, I can still read this poem out loud, even though you might think that it's impossible to read. So I like that kind of challenge to the reader and then to the listener to think, okay, what are we listening to? And are we trying to make sense of it? And maybe we actually kind of have to just, like, let go and not try to make sense of it and just, you know, be moved by the feeling of its sound rather than trying to make meaning out of it.
Yeah. I mean, part of what we're listening to is a curation of sound poetry pieces that sort of is of the moment in 1999, put together by Douglas Barber and Stephen Scobie, who really assembled this CD. And they do have an introduction to the CD that gives some definitions of sound poetry. So we'll allow them their voice and their word on the topic. One of the things they say is sound poetry is a type of vocal performance in which verbal, subverbal, and nonverbal elements of speech are given aesthetic form and significance. And I think that's a pretty good starting definition, you know, of what sound poetry is. But I think we want to unpack a little bit more as we listen more, some other ideas about what this form of poetic performance and art is. Mm-hmm. And we're going to do that by listening to some more sound poetry after that.
Are you walking on eggshells in your relationship? Are there a lot of red flags? Or do you have a friend that just doesn't seem like themselves since starting a new relationship?
These are warning signs that something might be off. Women Aware is a Montreal-based organization supporting anyone in a toxic or abusive relationship.
To recognize the signs and be informed, you can call Women Aware at 514-489-1110.
Women Aware, by survivors, for survivors.
Do you like bubble baths? Hot cocoa on cold night? Snuggling up with a sweetie and listening to the radio? Well, if you answered yes to at least two of those, might I suggest Advice by the Fireplace, CJLO's number one easy-listening comedy advice talk radio show hosted by me, Delilah Karen. We bring on a guest or two from the Montreal comedy world to answer real advice questions and maybe share a few funny stories along the way. Advice by the Fireplace, every Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. right here on CJLO 1690. Oh, also, I love you.
Oh, hey, I didn't see you there. It's me, Patricia Petit-Liang, the host of Fatal Attraction. I was just taking a nice, hot bath and listening to CJLO 1690 AM. Listening to CJLO is my favorite thing to do after a long, hard day of work.
You are listening to a previously aired episode only on CJLO.
We're back. We're back with Sonoglit, a spoken web radio show. We're continuing on with listening to Carnival Call with a couple more tracks of sound poetry.
Bugs, fat sky, fat snake, big oil, big sweat, hot summer, hot bricks, big back, fat sweat, hot bees, hot bricks, hot summer, boost, bugs, fat summer, fat snakes, big oil, big sweat, hot summer, hot bricks, big back, fat sweat, hot bees, hot bricks, hot summer, boost, bugs, fat sky, fat snakes, big oil, big sweat, hot summer, hot bricks, big back, fat sweat, hot bees, hot bricks, hot summer, burst bubble. Fast drive. Snakes, big oil, big swell. Hot summer, hot bricks, big bag, fat swell. Hot bricks, hot summer, burst bugs. Fat sky, fat snakes, big oil, big swell. Hot bricks, big bag, fat swell. Bees, bricks, summer, sky, snakes, oil, sweat, summer. Bricks, big bag, sweat. Bricks, summer, bugs, sky, snakes, oil, sweat. Bricks, back, sweat, hot bees, hot bricks, hot summer, burst, bug, fat sky, fat snake, big oil, big sweat, hot summer, hot bricks, big back, fat sweat, hot bees, hot bricks, hot summer, burst, bug, fat five, back, snakes, oil, sweat, summer, bricks, back, sweat, bees, bricks, summer, snake, sweat,
restlessness. Rise, ruse, rune, rule, ruin, sure, unsure, lasso. Eerie, net, untrue, rien, stir, sneer, entire, letter, scent, line, lies, rise, intent, settle, insist, restless, air, reset, return, rise, issue,
test, return, rustle, line.
Resent, resist, terse, senseless, turn, insult, unless, stern, useless, use, stun, tussle, lies, lust,
issue, insult,
serene, serene, sentinelle, rustle, luster, sensuel, end. Rest. Nest.
Yakirishimina Hayakindia,
I got a feeling we're gonna make this and strong. We got the holy breeze coming through the trees now. We got the holy breeze coming through the trees now. We got the all the love is flowing, honey. Yakarashamania in our soul now, Hamashania. Hey, look up. I see the stars dancing, taste the meat and moving out through the desert fire and the holy mountain coming through our head. Oh, Yakarashania, and I'm coming to you, Yakarashamania. And I'm coming to you, you're coming into me, you're coming into you, you're coming into me. I got a feeling, honey, I'm a shania. Yakarashana, and the green wind is moving through the summer tree. And the green wind is moving through the summer tree. And the green wind is moving through the summer tree. Hey, you see the river flow through us. We are the river moving through the summer tree. And the green wind, yeah, is moving through the summer tree. And the green wind is moving through the summer tree. And the green wind is moving through the summer tree. You fell from the sky, in from the sea, swam into my hands, I was there for you. What of the time, what the season, was there a reason I was there for you? In from the sea, our nights on sand, touching the air, you were there for me. The ship is our life, it sails forever. In from the sea, honey, you were there for me. The stars are out, night come in. I see it sings like a dreamer's coming. See it moans, night comes in. Loving, it takes us like dreamers coming. Dreaming of the night. Dreaming of the night. Dreaming of the night. Dreaming of the rapture before we sail away. Dreaming of the night. Dreaming of the night. Dreaming of the fire. Yakushimana Hayaki. The pink lights are getting pinker. The low sky is lower too. Heart of lightning works out around the edges of my soul. And the pink lights are getting pinker. The wish fulfilled is to a wish again. All can be cooled in a summer's rain. Honey, honey, will it rain? A thunder is my friend and it calls me me. Moves my spine and neck and eyes to see. To go on singing. The future is so different than we ever imagined. Revving up the motor, laying under hot moons, cruising by, sailing by. The wish fulfilled is top, or wish again. All can be cooled in a summer's rain. Honey, honey, won't it rain? You move aside the cold slab door to the time ball, a sweat room. I'm waiting for you in. The thunder is clapping. It ain't hard to believe since it's happening. There is only this time we have now. It's sliding into centuries. A wish fulfilled is to a wish again. All can be cooled in a
for summer's rain. Honey, we'll last there ain't no pain. And it is shining, and it is shining, and it is shining so.
Well, that was Bill Bissett performing opening chant, and we're going to hear what we just heard. But I just thought, you know, that poem by Bill Bissett, it felt like what we were listening to was getting more and more chant-like, so it was really appropriate that one really went into that opening chant by Bill Bissett. We started that set of songs, of poems, by hearing Fat Summer by Verbo Motorhead. And then we went into a bit more, then we headed in the chanting direction with hearing Restlessness by a collaboration called First Draft, which was Restlessness was composed by Susan McMaster and Andrew McClure, and they were performed by First Draft, which is Andrew McClure and Susan McMaster and Colin Morton. Then the next track after that was also by First Draft, A Yantra, with Colin Morton, Andrew McClure, Susan McMaster, and Colin Morton. Then we heard opening chant by Bill Bissett.
Yeah, I like the observation that we're moving towards more and more chant. It gets one thinking in terms of defining what sound poetry is, that, you know, you could ask what a poetry reading is, right? Mm-hmm. And people go to poetry readings, they may be listening for the words, for the message, for the ideas being expressed. But at the same time, an event where people attend to listen to someone read poems out loud is also a kind of ritual, right? Mm-hmm. So it's partly about the content of the poem. It's partly about participating in this ritual of performance. And chanting is maybe a pure form of what the poetry reading is, because it's a form of ritual communication, right? It's not necessarily something that you leave with a message from, oh, you know, I'm gonna be better because I heard them say this, or now I understand. But it's more you participate in an event that involved chanting that sort of signifies the sound of the event, but not much more than that in a lot of ways.
That's a terrific way of summing it up. The sound signifies the sound of the event. Maybe that is perhaps what sound poetry is, or the experience of a sound poetry performance. We are going to hear some more tracks from Carnivocal. The next track is by Nuboa Kubota and Mark Sutherland, and it's a piece called Lullaby for Kurt Schwitters. And Kurt Schwitters was one of those early Dadaist sound poets. We heard that one of the first poems was dedicated to Hugo Ball, who was also a Dada sound poet. So a bit of sort of a tribute looking back to early influence in sound poetry and tradition. And that does kind of continue, but in ways in which then some of the sound poets on this disc are referred to people like B.P. Nichol, but we'll hear more about all of that later. But the reason I lead all up to that is that the track after this is by the Horsemen and Owen Sound, which is a group, which is the Four Horsemen of Paul Dutton, Steve McCaffrey, B.P. Nichol. In this case, the Four Horsemen would be with Rafael Barreto Rivera, but I see that this one is with Michael Dean and Stephen Ross Smith, David Penhill, Richard Truller, who we also see later on this disc. So it's really like a full collab, almost like a collaboration of all the voice of many of the voices that I think were in Toronto at this time around when the disc was being recorded. So the Horsemen and Owen Sound will be an interesting track to hear after this first one by Nuboa Kubota and Mark Sutherland.
Yeah, just a word on the Schwitters, right? So we said earlier that sound poetry is thought to have emerged from Cabaret Voltaire and from Dadaist performance, which was a form of protest, right, against the war, against all of the killing of World War One. And if we think about what does making those kinds of weird noises represent as a form of protest, it's kind of an attack on semantic language and our idea that we can actually solve problems rationally with a proper language system. And so they were, in a sense, performing the irrationality that was underlying, all kinds of authoritative forms of language. But then when we get to the Four Horsemen, I think we're moving into a very different understanding of what sound poetry can mean and do as an aesthetic. The Four Horsemen were basically like the Fab Four of sound poetry in Canada. They were like, you know, the Beatles of sound poetry. Yeah. And they were... Their events were very joyous communal rituals, which would bring poetry communities together. And so they were certainly exploring the strange social nature of abstract sounds, but not necessarily with the same kind of initial aggressive spirit of protest,
right.
One
and,
could say.
But I'm so glad that you mentioned that, though, because so many of her their poems do reference, whether it's Hugo Ball or Kurt Schwitters, like there's such a presence of those data poets in their poetry, and yet so many of the Four Horsemen's poetry was being performed in Toronto in, say, the mid-60s into the 70s, and just such a different social and cultural context for it, and yet they always kind of like cite their influence in that way. So we're going to hear sort of a version of that with Mark Sutherland and Nabokov Kubota performing Lullaby for Kurt Schwitters.
No.
As-tu déjà eu l'impression d'être éclipsé par ton partenaire et mis de côté? Est-ce que ton ami semble déconnecté depuis leur nouvelle relation?
Ce sont tous des signaux que quelque chose ne va pas. Femme Avertie est une organisation à Montréal soutenant toute personne dans une relation toxique ou abusive.
Pour en discuter, vous pouvez nous appeler au 514-489-1110.
Femme Avertie, par les survivantes pour les survivants.
Hi, I'm Sydney Sheedy.
And I'm Piper Curtis.
We're the producers of Discordia, a 10-part audio docuseries for CJLO 1690 AM, funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada Radio Meters Program.
Tune in on Monday, February 10th at 6 p.m. for the fifth episode of Discordia on the Quebec student strikes, wherein we explore the 2012 student movement against proposed tuition hikes, which has since become known as the Maple Spring.
On CJLO 1690 AM.
Ich liebe es, mich bei CJLO freiwillig zu engagieren, weil ich unzählige kreativen, interessanten und leidenschaftlichen Menschen kennengelernt habe. Bei so vielen Möglichkeiten, alle Aspekte des Rundfunks und der Tonproduktion kennenzulernen, ist es wirklich toll, sich mit CJLO zu beschäftigen, um sich Gehör zu verschaffen. Wenn Sie daran interessiert sind, Freiwilliger bei CJLO zu werden, senden Sie ein E-Mail an volunteer@cjlo.com oder bewerben Sie sich unter cjlo.com/volunteer.
You are listening to a previously aired episode only on CJLO.
She was a visitor.
She was a visitor. She was a visitor. She was a visitor. She was a visitor. She was a visitor. She was a visitor. She was a visitor. She was a visitor. She was a visitor.
We're listening to She Was a Visitor, performed by The Horsemen and Owen Sound. The Horsemen is, referring to the poetry group The Four Horsemen.
Fab Four.
The Fab Four of poetry, sound poetry in Canada. In this case, it was only three of the Four Horsemen, Paul Dutton, Steve McCaffrey, and BP Nickel. And they were performing with another sound poetry group called Owen Sound. And that poetry collective was composed of Michael Dean, Stephen Ross Smith, David Penhell, Richard Trulor. And this was recorded in Toronto, actually in 1977, it says, which seems earlier than some of the other recordings that we've been listening to. But it was then recorded again on an audio cassette in 1985. So I guess that was a real classic. She Was a Visitor. Also, just while listening, we were noticing that we started to hear words in that track, like the words "She Was a Visitor," and yet at the same time, the fact that they were repeated over and over again seemed to almost be like removing meaning from them, or the meaning was still coming out of the repetition and the sound, not so much from the language. So we are going to be hearing a couple more tracks from this collection, this audio CD, Carnivocal. The next tracks are as follows. We have Syntax by Penn Kemp, and then we have Wish for BP by Jerry Chicatani. So when earlier we were talking about how many sometimes poems will be sort of dedicated to another sound poet, in this case it's for BP Nickel, who was a Canadian sound poet. We just heard him performing in as one of the Horsemen, but he passed away in 1988, and many sound poets have gone on to create poems in his memory. So we hear Wish for BP by Jerry Chicatani.
And Penn Kemp, that seems to be the only woman sound poet we'll be hearing today. Is that right, Catherine?
You're right. If you've been listening and thinking, wow, it sounds like a lot of dudes on this this recording, 1999, I guess that's what happened. So I'm glad that we are going to hear Penn Kemp.
Penny Kemp also really uses sound poetry to evoke kind of ritual experience. That's really
that,
a big part of her performance art.
Yeah. The lack of women on this is quite revealing. I'm glad we're going to hear from Penn Kemp, then Jerry Chicatani, and if we'll probably be closing out with Christian Book if there's time. So sit back and enjoy.
Syntax. Intense imagination breeds litter. Air.
Intense imagination breeds litter. Intense imagination breeds literariness. Intense imagination breeds literary.
Oh!
Intense imagination breeds literary history.
W-I. W-I. Double, double, U, U, I. U, double, double, sh. Sh. Double, U, I, double, U. I, double, U, double. Sh, sh. Double, U, double, I, U, U, I, U, U. Sh, sh, U, I. Double, double, U, double, I, double, U. U double I double double U U U U I I